After what the Australian landscape has been through over the last few years with droughts and bushfires and flooding, this year's theme for NAIDOC Week of Hill Country seems more important than ever. Now this morning I'm joined by Bimy Williamson, who is a research associate and PhD candidate from ANU and also a director of Country Needs People, to chat more about this. Bimy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm really well, thank you. Now, Hill Country is this year's theme for NAIDOC Week. Tell us why it's such a crucial subject to be brought front and centre.
Yeah, well, as you said in your introduction, you know, the Australian landscape has just been smashed by natural disasters over the last, even just the last 2 years. I mean, we remember the bushfires really well, but before the bushfires, we had the drought, you know, and since the bushfires, we've had major flooding as well. So, It's all very recent. It's all very catastrophic, and Hill Country just invites us to start to look at these as like the cumulative impact of these multiple disasters. The impact they've had on the landscape, but also drawing out the unique experiences of Indigenous peoples in these disasters as well.
Yeah, it seems a pretty vicious cycle at the moment, doesn't it? It's like the country can't get a break.
That's right. And obviously with the increasing impacts of climate change as well, this is a new reality that we're going to have to start getting used to and adapting to and coming to terms with. So, you know, it's really a call to action to really, as I said, see these not as isolated incidents, but as different links in a chain. And so, and obviously the root cause of all of that at the moment anyway is climate change. And so it's really a call to arms to look after the landscape, to prioritise it, to value it and to protect it, and also to really, you know, keep up the fight and try and keep up pressure to get some solid gains on climate change mitigation.
Yeah. And it's not just climate change and natural disasters that are having a negative impact on the land. There are some other factors threatening the Indigenous people's way of life. What are they?
Yeah, absolutely. The explosion of Juukan Gorge Cave over in the Pilbara region in Western Australia, that's also something that's happened in the last 2 years. And I think that really shone a very, you know, for some people might say an unwelcome light on the practice of cultural heritage, really destruction in Australia. That single event was just so... So profound, and its shockwaves continue to be felt. It continues to be examined through a Senate inquiry looking at it. But the Senate inquiry itself has kind of gone further than simply looking at the Juukan Gorge cave's explosion, and are examining kind of other mining practices in different states and territories, and looking at their impacts on Indigenous people's culture and heritage. We've seen a number of examples on the desecration or destruction of Indigenous people's cultural heritage in Victoria recently. And Victoria has quite strong laws around this stuff. So it just exposes this weakness in cultural heritage protections and legislation that exists across Australia and the impacts that has on Indigenous peoples as well when their cultural and heritage values are destroyed.
Yeah, and it's like a prioritisation of it, right? And a protection of it.
Yeah, that's right. And, like, you know, to be clear, like, no one's suggesting that we need to stop mining. You know, no one's suggesting that we need to sort of, you know, stop clearing certain lands or re-clearing certain lands. Because, you know, we need to... Australia's a very wealthy country. And it will continue to make to create that wealth, to generate that wealth, and mining and agriculture and the building of highways and these things. They're all a part of that. But what it is saying is, let's have a grown up conversation around balancing our need to remain wealthy and to generate wealth against the needs, you know, to protect our culture, to protect our heritage, to protect our history, and to protect our environment and our natural assets, something that we all share in common and we all enjoy so much and gives us so much life.
Yeah. Look, what are some of the best ways that we can help heal country?
Yeah, so the Juukan Gorge Senate Inquiry is still, insofar as I'm aware, still taking submissions. It would be great to see more non-Indigenous people making submissions to that and sort of saying that they support the protection or greater protection of Indigenous people's culture and heritage values. So that's one practical way. You can donate to to Indigenous land and sea management charities, and you can also perhaps, you know, something that everyone really can do and should do is write to their local member. Like, what's going on in your electorate? And if you live in the city, ask your local member what their party is doing on, you know, to support Indigenous land and sea management programs, Indigenous ranger programs, cultural burning programs. You know, these are all things that people don't, no one needs permission to do any of these things. They can just decide to do it and become an agent for change and just, just get the skates on and do it. Get off the bench, as I say.
Yeah, it's really, you're right. Like that point about no one needs permission, I feel like that's often a way, that's often a hurdle that stops in, that stops people from being active about concerns or about issues that they're passionate about, that they're not, that they're worried that they don't have permission to do it or to take action. But that's a really great point you say, writing to your local electorate and finding out what they're doing.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the protection of Australia's environment and our heritage and history is everyone's business. And I think that's the key message in this week's theme, NAIDOC theme of Heal Country. So, you know, we all need to be involved and, you know, caring for country is one of this land's oldest traditions. You know, the people of this land, caring for country is such a formative part of our identity, of who we are, of our philosophy, and just our way of being. Wouldn't it be great if that was adopted as a national trait that all Australians are known by as people, you know, who are renowned for having a deep love for their environment and who protect it and who are active in its management and its safeguarding. So, you know, it's really a call to make the, one of the oldest traditions in this country, one of the, you know, continuing to the future for everyone as well.
Sounds like a great aim. Bimy Williamson, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been great chatting with you.
Yeah, thank you. And happy NAIDOC Week.
Yeah, happy NAIDOC Week.